Today is September the 26th, 1980. This is Faustina Sharp interviewing Cornelia Mangold at her home in Castroville, Texas. I'm interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project 2B. Mrs. Mangold, where were you born?
Here in Castroville.
When were you born?
Well,
what date was it?
September the 17th, 1896.
What language did you speak at home?
English.
English?
I guess you'd call it English.
You never did speak Alsatian or German?
No.
How many children in your family?
Six.
How many boys and how
three
many
boys girls?
And four girls.
And three girls.
What did y'all play as children when you were at home? What were some of the games you played?
Well, I guess jumping the rope is one. And what do you call that? Hopscotch?
Hopscotch?
Hopscotch. There are two games that I know of.
You must have had a happy childhood because...
I did. We lived in the country.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any chores to do?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, we had to help Mother in the kitchen.
Oh, you did. You didn't do any outdoor chores?
Well, outside of feeding the chickens and gathering the eggs and gardening.
And then you helped your mother in the kitchen. Do you have any favorite recipes? Do you remember doing any real fun things in the kitchen?
Well, I guess just the routine work that comes when you help in the kitchen.
When you have a family.
When you have a family.
Okay. Do you remember any of the things that you ate, especially good things that you had?
Well, we always loved when we had in the wintertime when my father would kill hogs, you know, and make sausage, and that's what we loved.
That was a big treat.
Yeah, that was a treat.
Did you have to help with the sausage making and all that?
Yes, and we always made tamales, too.
Oh, that sounds good.
From the hog's head.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any parties then?
We never had many parties. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any close neighbors.
Who was your mother? What was her maiden name?
Fanny Shuhart.
Shuhart. So you had a lot of cousins up there.
Not Shuhart, Shuhart.
I said Shuhart. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of cousins up that way?
Oh, yes.
Did you get together with them?
As much as we could. Mm-hmm. Then were the horse and buggy days.
Yeah. There wasn't so much scouting around, was there?
No.
You and Mr. Mangold had a beautiful marriage. And how long were you married? How many anniversaries did you celebrate together?
Let's see here. We were married 50 years, we married in 1917, that would, I
mm-hmm.
ought to figure it out. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you celebrated the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
Can you tell me something about when he courted you? I know that must have been fun.
Well, I don't remember anything different than anybody else would have.
Did he come in a horse and buggy?
That's right, in a buggy.
From where?
From La Paz. He lived in La Paz.
That was a long piece. He must have loved you very much.
Well, he'd come about every other Sunday.
Then what did you do? Did he have lunch with you, dinner with
yes.
you?
Yes. Most of the time in the afternoon and have supper with us.
You mean he went home after dark?
He did, yes. Always.
Did they have lanterns or on the buggies or how?
No. No lanterns.
No lanterns.
The horse. We never did have any lanterns on our valise or our carriages that we had. If we came home in the dark, it was dark.
The horses knew where to go.
That's right.
I see. How long
we have 9 miles and 9 gates still. At first.
That was 9 miles from where?
From where we live.
I know, but from the main road or?
Well, just from our home.
Oh, from your home to Casterville, right.
Went through pastures.
And he came to court you through those pastures, huh?
That's right.
He probably had a few to go through before he got to out of his place, too.
The same, he lived in La Coste. So, after he got out of it, I can't remember, but it was, I guess you'd say Ryan Medina. Came onto the main road there, you see the Casterville Road.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he traveled.
That's great. How many children did you have?
I have 3 boys.
3 boys. I forgot to ask you about your wedding. I know you had a beautiful wedding. Tell me about your wedding.
Well, we got married here at the St. Louis Church. And we had went up to the home then and had a celebration, had a dinner and a supper, and lots of people invited. It was a pretty good sized wedding.
Great. What did you wear?
Well, I wore the usual thing of, a white dress and veil and, you know.
Tell me about it. I know you remember it.
Well, but I don't think it was any different than anybody else would wear.
Did you have bridesmaids?
Yes. My sisters. My 2 sisters. I came back. And then his brother and my brother.
What did the bridesmaids wear?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Like I told you, I lots of things, but it seemed to me that they wore pink, I believe. I'm not too sure. It seemed to me like it was.
Did they wear hats or flowers? Or
flowers in their hair.
Flowers. That sounds pretty.
Well, thank you.
Did you have parties then after you and Alfred were married? Did you have
not too many
car parties or anything like that?
Well, we would have just sometimes have get-togethers on birthdays or with the neighbors, but we didn't have any close neighbors, except my uncle was 3 miles, which was OJ. You know, I know a lot of words about him. And outside of that, we had a quiet life all the way through, except that we went to church on Sundays, of course. Saturday evening, we would come to Casterville, and we had a home here that we called a Sunday house, and we stayed overnight. Sometimes we'd go back Monday morning or sometimes Sunday evening. And of course, we've done our trading mostly in Casterville.
So you shopped Saturday?
Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. Or Mondays, it just depends on when my daddy would have time to go, but we'd always stay on Sunday some in the Mass in the morning, and then we'd go to the afternoon vespers.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon.
And then go home. That was a pretty good weekend, huh?
Yes. About every 2 weeks or every 2-3 weeks we would come.
Mm-hmm. Did you then visit too while you were in town?
Oh yes, those people that we knew. My aunt, we stayed, went to visit her a lot.
Did you go to dances?
Oh yes, always here at Castroville.
Were they on Saturday nights?
Most of the time, Saturday nights. The one at Hall.
Do you remember any at the Condry store? At, on top of the Condry store?
Mm-hmm. That's when where we went dancing.
Oh, I see. That was called Ornette's, right?
Yes.
And they had, who was the orchestra? Do you remember that?
Three R's.
How long did the dances last? Were they all night dances or?
No, I think it seemed to me like that it would be 2 or 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Does that sound?
From what my mother told me, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. But we never did stay that late, very seldom.
Did you have any baseball games? Did you come to baseball? Did your husband
no.
fly or anything? Do you remember the early St. Louis days? Can you tell me something about feast days?
Well, I think we would come down and we didn't help because we were from the country and couldn't help, but we'd come down and always have our dinner at the an afternoon. Say they'd have, as much as I remember, that they would have, what do you call it, boots and different things like that.
And they,
we'd have bingo, I guess you'd call it, isn't it, bingo? I remember that very well.
I think they called it Keno.
Keno.
Was there a big church celebration that day? I mean,
yes, kind of like it is now.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a special dress or a new dress or anything?
We tried to have new dresses if we could. Depend on how the year was. If it was a good year and Dad made good money, why then we could splurge, otherwise we couldn't.
You had to remodel it very
well. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
At St. Louis Day, was there a dance at night then? Or?
Yes.
So you had to have a new dress for the dance, sure.
Well, yeah, sometimes we did, and sometimes we'd have to wear the same thing that we had on.
Mm-hmm.
It just depended on.
Well, you had a place to change and all.
That's right. We had, see, our aunt was living here then, and after she wasn't living there, my dad rented the home, and we always had a place to stay overnight,
mm-hmm.
as long as before we had automobiles. Of course, after we had automobiles, life was a different. Altogether different. Yeah, just went in the morning and came back in the evening.
Can you tell me something about the early societies, St. Louis Society and St. Anne's Society?
Well, Mother belonged to St. Anne's, and we did it as soon as we married. Why, she'd always put us in pay for the first year. To put us in St. Anne's Society, all three of us girls.
I think that was customary, wasn't it? To
seemed like that. Everybody did that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any special activities of St. Anne?
No, I don't.
You were president, weren't you?
Oh, yes, but that was in 1950.
And your husband, was he active in St. Louis Society?
Well, he belonged to it, but he never did. Mm-hmm. He never did have any office of any kind.
Mm-hmm. It's too far away.
Too far away.
How did y'all celebrate Christmas at home when you were at home before you were married? How did y'all celebrate Christmas?
Well, we had a Christmas tree and had all this, and the gifts would, you know, we decorate the Christmas tree and all this happened just for Christmas Eve. And my daddy made the egg and all. That was one of his, he never cooked, but when it was Christmas time, that's when he liked it only when he made it.
Do you have a special recipe?
No, just the usual eggnog.
He probably made it from scratch, honey.
Yes,
he did. He knew what he was doing. Oh.
And it was hot. He always wanted it hot milk. I know a lot of people said that they didn't like it that way, but we liked it. Mm-hmm. Do you know if y'all
did? We had hot eggnog. The only way.
Well, that's the way it was with us. We loved it.
Good. It was quite a treat.
Yes.
Sure, your mother made some good cookies, didn't she?
Oh, yes. Molasses and pretzels. That was a recipe that she had that was handed down from the Schuharts.
Oh, really?
She was a Schuhart.
Mm-hmm.
And that recipe came from Schuharts. And at that time, you have to beat your eggs and sugar 1 hour together.
By hand.
Now you have mixes to do it. I haven't made pretzels in years. No, I don't think any of my family make them anymore.
Roberta Hayden still makes them.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
She got the recipe from Mother.
Did she?
Okay.
So you still have the recipe?
Yes, I still have the recipe, and I think so.
Would you share that with us sometime? We won't go into it today, but
I'll see if I can find it.
All right. I've eaten them, and they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
Did you ever make anise cookies?
Yes, we did. We always had the anise. They would bring that up. That was another one we had every Christmas. Annie's cookies and the pretzels. That's the only time we made them was at Christmas time.
You're too much trouble, everyone.
Yeah.
Did you put the Annie's cookies out in the sun, or did you cook them in the stove?
No, we let them out in the sun until they get, kind of glazed on top.
It was a lot of work, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Well, I think the pretzels were really more work than Annie's cookies.
Did your mother have any little molds that she molded the Annie's cookies
mm-hmm.
with?
I don't know what happened to them, I think, but she had them.
Did she have a rolling pin?
Yes. Uh-huh.
With the little forms on them?
Mm-hmm.
You should have that.
I don't know who got it. Maybe my sister did, I don't know.
Tell me about your Christmas tree. Did you have any special pretty...
cedar tree. We always wanted a cedar tree because then if you put fruit on it and apples and oranges, that made it delicious. How would you call it? Odor?
Smell. I can smell it right now.
Yeah.
And little candy and cookies.
Candy and cookies on there.
Mm.
And we had the Christmas ornaments too, that Mother called for it.
Did you get to see your Christmas tree before Christmas Eve?
Well, I always self-decorated, so I did, but then the rest of the children didn't. It was a surprise to them. After they get older, while we would let them help.
Well, we talked about all the cookies. How did you start a long time ahead? Did you make all these preparations?
Oh, yes, about a month ahead. Have everything done by Christmas.
sure you had, there was probably a hog killed and everything, too.
Oh, yes. We had to have sausage, spread sausage. That was always planned ahead of time.
Did you have a meal then Christmas Eve after midnight mass, or?
No. We had our big meal on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
We'd put the turkey in the oven when we'd get back from church on Christmas Eve, and then if we were at home, and start the fire and have the turkey cooking, the rest of the time we slept till it was time to get up in the morning.
But you had your presents at night.
Yes.
Did you celebrate St. Nicholas when you were a little girl?
Not especially.
You didn't?
Mm-hmm.
Did your children?
Well, the only thing that we would have, we would put out a present for them, the next morning that they would come and candy and cookies and things like that. We'd have a special place that we put it in, and they... I don't remember when I was small if Mother did it, but I know I did it for the others.
Mm-hmm. Did they hang? They didn't hang a stocking then. You just put it in a certain place.
Put it in a certain place. We didn't have any chimney, so we just.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them would always hang them on that chimney, but we didn't have any.
Mine hung them on the bedpost.
Well, I think that's what we did too.
Tell me something about Good Friday and Holy Week. That was pretty strict in those days.
We tried to come on Good Friday, and sometimes we could stay over in our house that we had here in Cassville. But then sometimes we would have to go back and forth 2 days in succession, Good Friday and then Easter Sunday. And of course we always stayed for Vespers in the afternoon before we went home.
I don't even remember Vespers.
You don't?
No. Is it something like benediction?
Well, it was in all those old prayer books of Vespers, they had certain songs that they sang before benediction. And it used to be in all the old prayer books, didn't you know?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Mm-hmm. They had quit Vespers before your time?
Yeah.
Sure. And we always walked to church from where our home was.
Where was your home?
Well,
your Sunday house.
Hans's. That was the home we had.
Is that right? That was a pretty good clip, wasn't it?
Yeah, we walked all the way from there.
Now, when you married, did you come to the Sunday house the night before and walk to church?
Mm-hmm. I think, we had automobiles and we drove to church.
Mm-hmm. But did you drive from your home up there?
Mm-hmm. That day, we had automobiles for my sister married. She married about a year and a half before I did.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, I don't remember anymore. Exactly how long it was.
I have a picture of Corpus Christi in the old country in Elvis, and they wearing their costumes. Was Corpus Christi a real big day here?
We didn't have any costumes, but we went around. They would arrange whoever the priest was would have. Then we had to went from one statue to the other. I think we've had it. Not too long ago yet.
Yes, I remember that. How many altars did they have? Do you remember
sometimes
where they were?
Sometimes two or three.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever help fix the altars?
Oh, yes, many times.
They were so pretty. Tell me about
them. Well, you would fix it as much as resemble the altar in the church as much as you could. If you had any statues or anything like that, or you got any and put flowers on the. We always had a big box that we had that we'd taken and covered it with a white cloth and lace or something. We'd always have certain mother made different things for it.
Took the same box every year.
Yeah. I don't remember how many years we've done that.
Did certain families have to take care of an altar?
I think it was that way. I'm not too sure, but I think it was. Don't you think that's the way?
I would think so. We're in charge. Mm-hmm. Do you remember where yours was?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't remember that. It was close to church. I know we didn't. We had them closer to church. I think they do now whenever they have. I don't remember. Did we have any last year? I don't think so. Been a couple of years.
When I was small, we had, you know, I can remember, but in the last few years it's getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
Do you remember May Day?
No, we never celebrated.
You didn't celebrate May Day?
No. I guess because we lived in the country, maybe.
Well, it was the Feast of the Blessed Mother.
Yes, I know.
Carried the little flag, you know. You didn't participate in
that? I can't remember that. That we participated in that, mm-hmm. especially.
Was All Saints and All Souls Day a big day for you?
Yes. We always came down for it. And decorated the graves for All Souls Day. I think they do a whole lot the same today as they did then.
Yes. Cemetery looks so pretty.
Yes. Of course, I think they really are prettier now because they put more flowers and more than have.
We can buy flowers.
Flowers more than what we did at that time, but we'd always come down for that. Always.
Did you come down for Rogation Days when they walked to the cross hill?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It just depended on how things were going at home.
Do you remember about the Angelus bell? Do you remember hearing?
Oh yes, when we stayed down here, we always heard it, and we were supposed to pray then.
Mm-hmm. Did you pray the Angelus?
We prayed the Angelus.
Do you miss that?
Well, in this busy time, I don't know. I think I kind of got away from it because. You know, living out in the country all the time.
You didn't hear it,
didn't
of course.
Hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were down here in Casper, why, of course, we did.
Do you remember your solemn communion?
Yes.
Did you come down and stay?
Well, we stayed down. We have to stay before, you know. And we always go to instructions, certain days that we have to come down and go. And then we had our big meal at my aunt's home because we had to go to church in the afternoon again.
Mm-hmm. You had a celebration.
Yeah. Get together with the family.
Uh-huh. Talking about bells and Angelus and solemn communion. What kind of dress did you wear for solemn communion?
White.
White. Was it?
And I had a reason veil.
That veil, was pretty, wasn't it?
Veil just come to the edge of your dress.
Do you have a picture of yourself in your...
I did have, but I wouldn't know. If you'd have told me ahead of time, maybe I would have.
That's all right. I don't care. You want to see it today, but I wouldn't. It was a tradition to have your picture made, wasn't
it? Yes, it was.
Did you hold the cross, the candle in the cross?
No, I don't remember if we did or not. See, my sister was Sedalia. She made her communion the same time I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we did.
Can you remember your dress?
Well, it was white. That's all I remember.
That's all you remember.
All I remember about it, and wore a wreath, and you know, and veil.
Mm-hmm.
Just come to the bottom of the dress.
Do you know how old you were?
I was 11.
11.
And my sister was 4. Really, in fact, I think I was first 11 in September, and when I was only 10, I made it. It was in May that we had to have the communion.
You were a little younger than most then, weren't you?
Yes, I was, but I was tall, so
Nobody
knew the difference.
And you wanted to be with your sister, I guess.
Well, Mother, it was easier for them to have us both at the same time.
Do you remember anything about the bishop's visits when he come for confirmation and all?
Well, nothing that special except that we all had to be there and be confirmed.
Where did you go to school, Miss Nigel?
Well, I went up I went 3 years here at Castrol at the convent. And the last year was when we made our communion, my sister and I.
Oh.
And then after that, we went up to Cliff.
When you were at the convent, did you board at the convent?